Hello there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of the Success Revolution podcast. I'm your host, Gemma Bernard, and I've just finished recording a live training inside the Body Led Business Secrets Facebook community. And this training was all about the art and science of slowing down while your business grows. And so far, the feedback from that training has been really positive as well. And I wanted to share just this kind of, you know, short excerpt and cut from this training because I really want invite you into something that's a little bit radical, that's not necessarily very socially normalized or accepted yet, and that is building businesses that are really super successful, but that aren't reliant and dependent on you having to be switched on, working, and hustling all the time in order for it to reach and attain that level of success. And so in this training, what I really focused on doing was sharing one core area that you must focus on when it comes to particularly regulating your nervous system in order to be able to build a sustainable and successful business that grows while you slow down. I really intentionally wanted to take the fluff out of this training because I think particularly when it comes to energetics and when we talk about energetics, it can be very esoteric and very fluffy. And so I really brought the science into this conversation and the full training. Now, as I said, we've got a small cut out of this training. It was an hour long training. If you would like to get access to the full training, then I want to invite you to drop down into the show notes and to come and join us inside the Body Led Business Secrets Facebook community where you can get access to that full training, but you'll also be given free access to the Body Led Business free online course where you can get hours of my most powerful trainings to help you to build a business, a body led business that is a match for your own unique energetic profile. Now, just to give you a little bit of an understanding about what this training, the full training is all about, I really covered off on three areas. I talked about unleashing what we call intentional mastery, which is all about intention and choice, which is really important because being reactionary in your business really could be the worst way to build a business that grows while you slow down. You're going to need to be very intentional in your business. Without that intention, it's very easy to fall back into reactionary patterns because if you're not building from intention, chances are you're building from circumstance. And when you build from circumstance, you just keep repeating the same circumstances of your business. And the truth is, my clients and the women that come into my world want something different. They want something that's a little bit unconventional as well. And that's exactly what we're talking about when we're talking about having a business that grows while you slow down. It's a little bit unconventional. Let's be honest here. There's so much rhetoric and jargon out there about growing fast and doing everything that it takes. And we have a lot of evidence for incredible success in business. But I don't believe we have a lot of evidence for incredible success in business that isn't reliant and dependent on you and your time and your energy and a lot of hustle and a lot of overworking in order for that to happen. And for a lot of women, that is just not sustainable. It might be somewhat more sustainable for men, although I don't believe that that necessarily is, but their energy generally cycles in different ways to ours. But definitely for us women, we have to be looking at how we can actually be successful, whether we're resting through resilience or through anything, you know, whether we're on or we're off, we're on holiday, we're at our desk, we're picking our kids up from school, or we're on, you know, with clients, we need businesses that are supporting us, not stretching us. So we talk about how important intention is. I also went into talking about embracing freedom from business attachment. And this was really a conversation about emotional intelligence and how important it is to be able to emotionally detach from your business so that you're not making emotionally driven decisions, which again is something that, look, what is pushed out there is making a lot of decisions from excitement or fear, which are both high emotional states. Like fear of missing out is a big driver for a lot of people when it comes to making decisions, as is excitement as well. And the truth is we're not designed to make decisions from any heightened emotional state at all. And so we really need to learn how to master our emotions so that we can build businesses that are based around our vision and very intentionally driven as well. And the final piece that I covered off on is training. And I really believe in the training that I did leave the most critical piece of the puzzle for this training until the end is I talked about how to actually nurture patience and focus to build your version of multiple six or seven figure or multiple seven figure body-led success. And again, it wasn't just the fluff of, hey, you need to nurture patience. I actually really went into and talked about the very critical neurotransmitter in the nervous system that is going to be responsible for supporting you to slow down while your business grows. Because slowing down that isn't an action, it's actually a nervous system state. And so we must address it at the level of the nervous system so that you can actually create a very different reality in your business. And that's a reality where your business isn't reliant on you to grow. So I talked about specifically what that neurotransmitter is. I actually went into a little bit of the science about how that works and how it's actually responsible for a lot of our overworking, hustling, and also how it's very responsible for what drives us to want instant, quick results, which really is the antithesis of what we're trying to create when we're creating multiple six and seven figure sustainable success that matches your unique energetic profile, not just anyone that you have to twist and contort yourself and push yourself harder than you really have to be and work yourself to, you know, your eyeballs bleed, which obviously is an extreme, but that's really what we're talking about here. So that's the full training. I'll invite you to drop down into the show notes. You can click on the link there that we've set up there that will give you access into the Facebook group and you can get the full 1 hour training there. But without further ado, I'm going to invite you to listen to this cut that my team have taken out from today's training so that I can start to guide you towards doing something that is, as I said, rather radical. It is very unique. I think these conversations are somewhat underground right now. What is most popular is talking about quick fixes, instant results, the number one secret, all the things that really don't support us to slow down while our business grows. So I want to invite you into this conversation, which is somewhat radical, definitely different. And I really hope that it not only inspires you, but really educates you into what changes really are important for you to make so that you can start building your version of a body-led business. So enjoy the episode and I'll see you inside our free Facebook community.
Welcome to the Success Revolution podcast with Gemma Bernad.
I want to go in today's training. There's three areas I'm really going to talk to you about today. So I want to tell you first what I really believe you need to focus on. And I'm going to go into those three areas so that I can really help you in today's training to understand what it's going to take for you to slow down and not have a business that slows down with you. Because we, as I said, I'm still talking to you women that are very mission-driven, very purpose-driven, very passionate. You are an associate with being ambitious-driven women. So you don't want to also compromise on the goals, but I can understand why at times it might feel like you have to. I know it felt like I did for a while too, because I don't want to keep moving at this pace. That is, everyone's telling me I have to move at in order for my business to grow and thrive. How do I actually slow down, but also make sure that my business keeps getting to move forward? And there, as I said, there is an art and science to this. Number one, what I would say to you is really important right now is I want you to stop reactively selecting hyper-stimulating sales, marketing, and revenue strategies that require you to be active and on all the time in order for them to be successful. You know, the sales strategies we're talking about, things that say, okay, if you're going to show up in Instagram stories and sell every single day, you need to be on TikTok and creating three, you know, TikToks every day in order to get your message out there. You need to be over on Threads and posting all your thoughts constantly. That's how you're going to be successful and visible and seen and known on those platforms. These are hyper-stimulating sales, marketing, and revenue strategies. And they work. They work. As in, they will get a result. But I'm telling you, they require and they will create a lot of stress chemicals in your nervous system that at some point becomes unsustainable. And it does for everyone. We are seeing this on a big scale too, okay? And with some very well-known multiple seven, you know, figure online business owners who are taking sabbaticals, changing the way they do things because they've realized that these hyper-stimulating strategies, and particularly a lot of these strategies were developed by men, and that's not this derogatory comment towards men. It's just men's energy does generally work differently. They cycle their energy on a 24-hour cycle as opposed to ours, which is 28 to 32 days. That's one of the key differences. So, you know, a lot of these strategies that are very hyper-stimulating, you know, are designed by men for men. And so a lot of the time they don't work for women who desire to be more feminine and body-led in their business. So what you need to start doing is intentionally choosing. And I will also say experimenting. If you come into my world and work with me in any capacity, you're going to hear me say, we have to test this a lot, because that's what we have to do. And there's a reason we have to do that. And I'll talk about that today. But you're going to need to experiment with strategies that require less of your time, energy, effort, and attention to be successful based on your definition of success. That's going to be important. The next thing is, and this, look, I'm telling a lot of things today that really are very significant. And I'm also going to talk about things that probably aren't very popular. In fact, I know they're not popular to talk about, particularly this one. You're going to have to stop chasing immediate short-term results as your main focus, which also looks like instant gratification in your business. And instead, you're going to need to make the shift towards long-term plans with short-term transitionary goals. Now, I've been thinking as I was preparing for this training, I was really thinking, and I'm really thinking about trademarking this as well. I call this boring business. You've got to start to get comfortable with business being boring, which goes against everything that we are taught about business being exciting and this hyper-stimulated environment, which is really what makes it unsustainable. Anyone that's at that level of that's created sustainable and scalable success will tell you a lot of it is very boring. But this is what we've got to make a shift towards. And the final thing is, and I'm going to talk about all of these in detail too, is that you're going to have to stop treating your nervous system as an afterthought or even an indulgent investment. Like energetics, that's just something that, you know, it's an afterthought, I'll look at that later. What you need to do, what has to be done now, is you're going to need to start prioritizing, regulating your nervous system. And specifically, I mean, there's quite a few stress chemicals, but I'm going to talk specifically about the reward chemical, which is called dopamine, which is very addictive, I will tell you. And if you're able to focus on regulating your dopamine levels, this is the piece that will significantly support you to slow down and also build a business that grows. So that's what we're going to go into, okay? Because I want to talk to you about three core areas today. I want to talk about intentional mastery, and this is all about the art of choice. We're also going to talk a little bit more and go into about strategies for embracing freedom, because we have to talk about detaching from your business. It's a very important piece. And then finally, I am going to go into and talk to you about nurturing patience and focus for seven-figure body-led success. And that's where I'm going to talk to you about dopamine and how important that is in this journey for you creating intentional business, and also you feeling safe to slow down, but letting your business carry the load. And that's exactly what we're asking of our business to do. So let's dive into this, all right? So let's talk about the power of choice, because being reactionary in your business truly could be the worst way to build a business that grows while you slow down. In fact, I'm going to tell you that it's not the way to do that. I've tried this. It does not work. I see so many women who have built their businesses by following all the shoulds of business, which is being very reactionary. We're seeing people talk about you should do this, you should do that. And we become very reactionary and taking on those shoulds. You know, if you want to grow fast, you should sell this way. You should show up and sell in Instagram stories daily. You should hop on over to Threads and start going there. You should be on TikTok posting here. You should do this. Maybe you can relate to those shoulds. Or if you want to be an authority, you should show up this way. If you're really committed, then you should invest in this or do this. The truth is there are so many shoulds plastered everywhere, and it forces it, and we're bombarded with them. We are bombarded everywhere, particularly if you're like me and you are online and you're running an online business. You are going to see so many shoulds. I see them everywhere. I'm should all over every single day. You know, I am should all over. Maybe you're should it all over every day too. Here's the thing, but when you build a business based on shoulds, you end up with a business that feels heavy and play. It also, here's the thing, this is important. Hear me on this. It actually also plays within the rules of how you've been told it has to be. A business that's reliant on you to grow, a business that requires you to be switched on, showing up all the time, selling all, like doing all of these things, all the shoulds. Let's talk, think about this concept of slowing down while your business grows. Who talks about this? Everyone's talking about being all in, being committed, being highly visible, being and doing all of these things. These conversations feel very underground at the moment. Yeah, it's what people secretly desire. They just don't believe it's possible because there are so many shoulds which form rules and becomes conditioning that we believe we have to follow. And if you want to build a business that slows down while your business grows, remember I said it's not about you slowing down and your business slow. Like, we want a business that is detached from us, that is a business, not a job, because that's a job. When your business is attached to you, it's a job. It's dependent on you, it's a job. It's not a business. What I'm asking of you and what you're asking of yourself is something that is unconventional. It is underground and it goes against all of the rules of what people tell us we must, should, and have to do in order to be successful. But when you build a business based on the shoulds, it's not only unsustainable, it's not scalable for you either, which means it's going to be capped. And that's one of the, that is one of the biggest pitfalls of building a business that is reliant on you being on. Like, if you're on, your business is on and it's making money. If you're off, it's not. So that becomes a job. But the biggest problem with that is that you will always be income capped. You'll always be income capped if you have a business that is dependent and reliant on you. Why? Because time's not a scalable commodity. It's not. If you've got to invest more time to get more, that's not scalable because time's fixed. Time is a fixed commodity. We have 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, 365 days in a year, and we're all heading to the same ditch. So time really is fixed in that respect. The human construct of time that we understand is fixed. So instead of building a business on shoulds, you've got to build a business based on intention. Because if you're not building from intention, you will be building from circumstance. And if you're building from circumstances, you will repeat your circumstances. That's why people, you know, they have these visions and dreams and the goals are there, but they keep being reactionary. They keep looking at their circumstances and other people's circumstances and building businesses based on that and wondering, why are things not changing? Why is my business still dependent on me to grow? Why is it that I have to be the one that puts my foot on the accelerator in order for my business to grow? I don't want to do that. I want to take my foot off the accelerator, but I want my business's accelerator to be down. And that's because so many people are building from the shoulds and the circumstances and not building from intention. Intentional choice is where your true power lies. Each move you make in your business, each decision, each investment of time, energy, attention. Remember I said attention is the most valuable commodity you have in your business. Each investment of effort, money, it must be made with the future intention you hold for your business.